بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وفي رواية أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال: فقال: إن فيكم فلولا فليبايعني من كل قبيلة رجلا، إلى آخر الحديث. We were still reading this fifth hadith in this chapter of being truthful and honest, that a person at least be truthful and honest to himself, to Allah Ta'ala, and the great virtues of being truthful. We read this hadith that one Nabi, Yusha' bin Nun, had made jihad, and then at the beginning he said to all those people, who a person who has got married and hasn't consummated his marriage, a person who's building a house and hasn't put the roof on, hasn't completed it, a person who has bought animals and expecting them to be delivering, and such people should not join him in his jihad expedition. And the reason for that was that their minds won't be fully focused on the jihad. They will have other things on their mind. And he wanted, and this is the essence of this hadith and related to this chapter, that a person must be very truthful in all his matters. Namaz also, we come from where it is written that we should be complete, our mind should be free when we come for namaz. We shouldn't have other thoughts in our mind. Our mind should be completely free. That is when a person will be able to give his attention to his namaz and devote himself to his namaz. Anyway, when this Nabi Yusha ibn Nun went, and he came to the place where he was going to make his jihad, and that area he had to enter, it was Asr or close to Asr time. And he had to complete his mission before sunset. So a person with so much, a Nabi of Allah, so much of devotion to Allah Ta'ala and sincerity with Allah Ta'ala, he spoke to the sun and he said, "The sun, you are also under the command of Allah, and I am also under the command of Allah, and I have to complete my mission before sunset." So then he made dua to Allah, "O Allah, withhold the sun. Let it not set until I have completed my mission." So Allah Ta'ala granted that to him, and this control, which is something very, very out of this world, that the sun also, otherwise we usually say, time and tide waits for no man. But when Allah wants to, then time also waits for a man. We find in various Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam's time also, that Allah had brought the sun back after it had set, until they could finish the Asr namaz, etc. So when a person is so devoted to Allah, Allah changes his unseen system also in favor for that person. Anyway, the jihad was completed, and they collected the spoils of war, the booty of war. And then يعني أن فجمع الغنائم فجاءت يعني النار لتأكلها فلم تطعمها. Then a fire had come from the skies, and in order to devour, eat that booty. And that was a sign of acceptance in the previous ummahs when they made jihad. And all what they had got is spoils of war, booty of war. A fire would come from the sky and would burn it all out. And that was the sign that the jihad was accepted. For this ummah, as we will read in front, Allah made it easy. And for this ummah, the spoils of war have been made halal. And in fact, one of the best sources of one's income, the best, one of the most barakat, is the booty of war, the spoils of war. Then Nabi Yusha' bin Nun told his people, "Inna fikum ghulula." There is a thief amongst you people. Somebody has stolen something, and therefore this fire hasn't burned this. Our jihad has not been accepted by Allah Ta'ala. فَلْيُبَايِعْنِي مِنْ كُلِّ قَبِيلَةٍ رَجُلٌ. So every person, one of representative of every tribe that has come, should make bay'at to me, put his hands in my hands and pledge to me. When they did that, فَلَزِقَتْ يَدُ رَجُلٍ بِيَدِهِ, the hand of one of those people got stuck to the Nabi's hand. And this was a sign now that this person, whoever had stolen something from the spoils of war, was from this particular tribe. فَقَالَ فِيكُمْ الْغُلُولُ, so he said, from amongst you people, there is somebody who has stolen something from the spoils of war. فَلْتُبَايِعْنِي قَبِيلَتُكْ, so your tribe, each one should come and pledge, and he put his hands in my hands and pledge. فَلَزِقَتْ يَدُ رَجُلَيْنِ أَوْ ثَلَاثَةٍ بِيَدِهِ, then the hand of two or three people got stuck to the hands of the Nabi. That means the thief was from among them. فَقَالَ فِيكُمْ الْغُلُولُ, the thief is from amongst you people, one of you have stolen something. فَجَاءُوا بِرَأْسِ مِثْلَ رَأْسِ بَقَرَةٍ مِنَ الذَّهَبِ, and then they brought forward a piece of gold that was the size of the head of a cow, that somebody had stolen that and taken that. So much while the size of the head of a cow. In other words, the reality came out that they had stolen and that they had taken this. وَوَضَعَهَا, and then they placed it now with the balance of the booty. فَجَاتِ النَّارِ فَأَكَلَتْهَا, then that fire came and it devoured, burnt all that. Now that jihad was accepted, so this level of truthfulness was expected. Then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala shows His mercy when so much of truthfulness is there. And when the little bit also of all the spoils of war, that one amount that was withheld, then it was not accepted. فَلَمْ تَحِلَّ الْغَنَائِمْ لِأَحَدٍ قَبْلَنَا, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the spoils of war, the booty was not halal, was not permissible for any other nation, any other ummah before us. For all of them it was that after they made jihad, whatever they had gained, a fire would come and burn it out if it is accepted. If it wasn't accepted, of course, then they would not also use it, because it is a thing which is rejected by Allah Ta'ala. ثُمَّ أَحَلَّ اللَّهُ الْغَنَائِمَ لَنَا لَمَّا رُعَى ضَعَفَنَا, and then Allah made the spoils of war halal and permissible for this ummah. When Allah saw the weakness of this ummah, so Allah made it halal for us. وَأَجْزَنَا فَحَلَّهَا لَنَا, and how weak we are also, how humble and low we are, so Allah made it permissible for this ummah. So from this hadith we learn that to be truthful and honest is so important in all matters. When in jihad, which is the highest form of ibadat, in there also a person cannot just go with his niyat not being correct. His niyat must be 100% correct. He must be completely sincere. Then that is accepted by Allah Ta'ala. So we can well imagine for our namaz, for all our other ibadat, how sincere and devoted we must be. But unfortunately, generally, all our ibadat, we do it by the way, not as an objective in our lives. Even namaz, we do it by the way, whereas we should make it an objective and we should devote ourselves completely to our namaz. When we come for namaz, when we do any other work, especially students of deen, they should be also totally devoted to their studies, then they get the benefits of their studies. But if they are not, they've got other interests also, then a person does not get the full benefit. May Allah guide us to righteousness.